And Mufassirin explained another subtle connection here is a few ayats before this. Allah Ta'ala said, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم. The Jews and Christians, they took their rabbis and they took their ulama, the pious people and the learned people, as gods beside Allah Ta'ala. And that was also for the reason that those people, the rabbis, and we all know they changed the books of Allah. They changed the ayat. They used to take money from people and accordingly give them masalas which suit them. So they did that. So Allah warns us against that. That this ummah don't fall in the same thing. Unfortunately today, all of us, when we speak about the Jews and Christians, we say they stole their religion. They changed their religion. And the same thing, when the ulama of this ummah do it, we say we must respect the ulama. They are also changing the book of Allah, the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So there is no respect for, the respect is for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. If any alim, and those Ruhban and Ahbar were not ordinary ulama, ulama of great standing and great knowledge, but they changed it, Allah Ta'ala warned against that. The same applies for us in this ummah. The clear-cut injunction, interest is haram. There is no way you can legalize it by giving it flowery Islamic names, Islamic banking and all that. Photography is haram. Clear cut it is haram. There is no second view about it. So these things which are clear, they are clear. And anyone who follows any ulama who are making this permissible, it is exactly the same as اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. So Allah warns against that. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the kuffar of Makkah, they thought they had a very good occasion, that Abu Bakr was a very respectable person, honorable person, wealthy person in the Quraysh, and he was following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we get him to turn away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as still today, there are people who try that they make people to disincline from the haq and the truth. They say if we can get this person away from following the truth, then our doors of batil will be even open more. So they thought they had a good opportunity. So they went to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They said if a person says that in a little while, one night, so much time that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came back, his bed was still warm. It didn't get cold also. That he made this long journey. Can you accept that? He says, no, how can you accept such a thing? It's impossible. He says, but your friend is saying that. Say, if he's saying it, then it's 100% true. And from there he got the title of Siddiq. And we can also get that title if our amal, our yaqeen comes to that level. That we also 100% in the qudrat of Allah. Today we are influenced by scientists. We are influenced by governments. We are influenced by the media. If we can be influenced to that extent by Quran and Hadith, that whatever Allah has said is 100% true, then our iman will also, we can, somewhere along that lines, we can also come.